From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Gulf Coast and the South are bracing for drenching rain today as the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee lumber inland. Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center says flash flood warnings and watches have been posted in a number of areas across the southeast.
We could be looking at rainfall totals of as much as 10 to 15 inches, with isolated amounts as high as 20 inches in the Gulf Coast states, and then 4 to 8 inches with isolated amounts as high as 10 inches into the southern Appalachians. And that could cause some very serious flooding and flash flooding problems.
Winds from the storm have been fanning the flames of dozens of new wildfires in Texas. Matt Largy of member station KUT reports thousands of acres have burned there over the weekend in a state which has been parched by an ongoing severe drought.
Officials said crews were stretched thin as more and more fires cropped up all day Sunday. In Bastrop County, just east of Austin, one of the day's worst fires scorched an area more than 16 miles long. Hundreds of people were forced to flee their homes. Kelly Gonzalez and her family came to an emergency shelter at a nearby middle school.
There's so many people that we don't know if they're okay or not. We haven't been able to get a hold of them. A lot of the phone towers are down and we can't reach them, and so we just hope for the best.
In East Texas, a woman and her infant child were killed when a fast-moving wildfire tore through their home. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
Utility crews are still working to restore power to nearly 40,000 homes and businesses that lost electricity during Hurricane Irene, among them the home of Joe Marciniak of East Hampton, New York.
We lost everything in the fridge, you know, no running water, no toilet, no nothing like that. Yeah, it was tough to go through for a week.
President Obama spent time on Sunday in Paterson, New Jersey, one of the communities that was hard hit by Irene.
The main message that I have for all the residents, not only of New Jersey, but all those communities that have been affected by flooding, by the destruction that occurred as a consequence of Hurricane Irene, is that the entire country is behind you.
The president travels to Detroit today. He'll be speaking during the city's annual Labor Day celebration. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET has details.
Mr. Obama's talk in the parking lot of General Motors headquarters will hit on what the White House calls bipartisan proposals to help create more jobs. He'll call on Congress to extend the current payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits and fund a number of infrastructure projects. He'll also unveil incentives designed to spur companies to increase hiring. The president will be joined by the heads of several unions whose support he'll need in the 2012 elections, but who complain the Obama administration favors trade deals that could cost American jobs. Legendary Detroit singer Aretha Franklin, who sang at the president's inauguration, will serve as the opening act for his speech. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
This is NPR News from Washington. Another region of Somalia is now being affected by the famine there. The United Nations says fully half of the southern part of that country is now involved in the crisis, which has left 4 million people in desperate need of food. The UN says about 750,000 Somalis could die within the next 4 months unless they get emergency assistance. The head of the Arab League says he may visit Syria this week after the latest violence there has left at least 20 more people dead over the weekend. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut that the head of the Red Cross is in Syria trying to visit some detainees there.
The state news agency says 6 Syrian troops and 3 civilians were killed when a bus was ambushed outside the central city of Hama. Opposition activists, meanwhile, tallied at least a dozen fatalities they said were caused by Syrian forces. As the bloodshed continues, Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi says he may visit Syria this week to express Arab concern about the violence that has killed more than 2,000 people, according to the UN. The League has not joined Western leaders in calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Activists say Syrian forces have launched a manhunt for the former Attorney General of Hama, who appeared to announce his resignation in an internet video that condemned alleged widespread government abuses in the rest of the city. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
4 police officers are set to testify against former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak today at his trial in Cairo. Mubarak is charged with corruption in the killings and complicity in the killings of hundreds of anti-government demonstrators during the uprising that toppled his government. Mubarak's sons are also slated to appear at today's session. They're facing criminal charges as well. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.